hits, you'll score up to 50% more winnings. At BetMGM, we're adding more excitement to every playoff showdown. Enjoy BetMGM's exclusive offers on the biggest playoff games and try betting features like Same Game Parlay Plus. Tap into postseason thrills with the king of sportsbooks. Claim your odds boost token today and turn up the heat at BetMGM. An authorized gaming operator of the NBA. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kentucky only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as unrestricted funds. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The U of L Health orthopedic experts get you back in the game of life faster. We lead the state in robotic surgical procedures that minimize pain and recovery time. Our high-level care and customized surgeries treat everything from shoulders to toes, including spines. And as the official health provider for U of L Athletics, we give that same VIP care to every patient. That's the power of you. Visit uofllhealth.org.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sounds of spring can often be followed by the sounds of a broken air conditioner. With warmer weather ahead, don't wait for an emergency. So if you hear your AC unit making some unwanted noises, then call DFH Company today at 968-6222. Now when you buy a complete Trane system, receive 10-year parts and labor warranty and up to a $1,000 rebate on a high-efficiency system. It's hard to stop a Trane, so call DFH 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Visit dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like Arch Fit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I...
with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Patriots Director of Scouting Elliot Wolf says they're open for business in every round of the 2024 draft. Currently, the Patriots hold the third overall pick, and Wolf added, "We're open to anything, moving up, moving down. We have some holes we feel like we need to fill in the draft, and we're a draft and develop team." The Vikings sneaking in a meeting before next week's draft, visiting with LSU quarterback prospect Jaden Daniels Thursday, according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Minnesota holds the two first-round picks, 11 and 23, when the draft kicks off next Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. Elsewhere, Bills quarterback Josh Allen speaking for the first time publicly since the team recently traded wide receiver Stephon Diggs to the Texans, saying, "I'll always love that guy like a brother. It's definitely hard to part ways with a guy that's been instrumental to our success here. I wish we could keep everybody." This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep...
Louisville fans, Steve Rummage here. We all know the importance of making the right hire, especially when the stakes are high. In basketball and in real estate, the right leadership makes all the difference. Just because someone seems nice or they're a friend of the family doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Hire someone with a proven track record of success, like you've heard me say for years. Call Josh Jarboe. Josh and the team at RE/MAX Empire are turning tough plays into big wins, ensuring your real estate experience is nothing short of a slam dunk. And in need of financing? Say no to amateur moves and go with the best. With Motto Mortgage A2Z, you're getting the MVP of treatment. No more pain, just gains. So when you're ready to make your next big play in real estate, remember, with RE/MAX Empire and Motto Mortgage A2Z, it's always a full court press towards success. They're here to assist you in scoring the perfect property and navigating the financial hoops with ease. Call Josh Jarboe, 502-216-7590, and let's achieve those real estate goals with championship precision.
Josh Jarboe, principal broker, owner of RE/MAX Empire, and co-founder of Motto Mortgage A2Z, NMLS number 225-6125. Each office is independently owned and operated. Motto Mortgage A2Z is an equal house lender.
27 area locations, walk-in, drive-through delivery. That's Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. That's Louisville's go-to liquor store. Buy three, get one free cigars every Wednesday. So if you missed this week, go catch them next Wednesday. They got everything you need there, so check them out. They've got the wine, domestic beer, craft beer, mixers, bourbons, everything you need there at Cox's and Evergreen Liquors. They're your one-stop shop here in Louisville for all that. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors is Louisville goes through liquor store, coxslouisville.com.
This is Jessica Hart.
And Rick Hart with Made Pro.
Made Pro is Louisville's premier professional cleaning service, servicing homes and businesses for more than 21 years. Our trained and trusted professionals are here to service your home with knowledge and care. With our 49-point checklist, Made Pro cleans deeper and takes the worry and stress out of maintaining the cleanliness of your home. We know you will be happier with the results when you hire Made Pro. Visit madepro.com now and schedule your free estimate today.
Yeah, it's that good. Bernhoff's Pizza. Good taste, happy face, your place, my place. What's gonna make you happy? Is the sun on your face? It's that good. Yes, it is, and we deliver it. Oh, oh, oh. Taste is fun. Yes, it is. We guarantee it. Yeah, it's that good. Bernhoff's Pizza. Yeah, it's that good.
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Hey, Bob Valvano, call 502-487-5099 to schedule your free in-home estimate today. For every two windows you buy, you'll get the next two free. For the last windows you'll ever need, go to UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows Direct.
Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
This is Keith Bosch with Raitt's Fence Company, a local family-owned and operated business for more than 50 years. Raitt's Fence is Louisville's premier fence installation and access control company, specializing in residential and commercial fencing solutions. If you are looking for a quality fence installation from a company you can trust, visit us online at raittsfence.com. That's RAATZ fence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station. And outside of the gray overcast, it's nothing but clear skies ahead. metaphorically. Steve Rummage in the building, chasing the moon.
Yeah, man, we're here, and it's supposed to clear up later today. So we'll have a spring game tonight. We got recruits on campus.
Spring game tonight.
Yeah.
Recruits on campus, and it's supposed to clear up.
That's the plan. That's what the weather
How
says.
How much confidence do you have? Who's your go-to weatherman, Steve, right now? Because remember, everybody sucks who you don't pick.
Apple. My little app here. Yeah, that's it. I just go to my app.
There's a weatherman right now that's disappointed in you right
Probably.
Now. Probably. Because he particularly told you he's a fan of yours. And you get on, you have your chance to shout him out.
Yeah.
And you just...
No, I like all our local weathermen. They're awesome. But
who's Phil Baker's favorite weatherman?
I don't know. Don't he hate Mark Weinberg? I don't know who his favorite is, but I know who his least favorite is.
He doesn't respect weathermen at all.
Yeah, I know. I know. Just
Jake,
trash.
Who's your go-to weatherman?
Yeah, it's my phone, but Blank likes Jude Redfield, so I'll say Jude Redfield.
Okay.
Just because.
Just a name on deck. This is a company man name.
Yeah, I honestly probably couldn't name more than two.
What is your confidence level in weatherman predictions?
Probably the same as everybody else. Probably less than everybody else, actually, because it's just a guess most of the time. Unless it's literally happening.
It's patterns. It's not a guess. It's patterns. It's weather patterns.
It's hypothesis. It's an educated guess.
Okay, so Steve, what are you most excited? Whoa. Whoa, Steve.
I know. I'm flying out in the morning, so naturally I woke up this morning and I'm like.
That is a thing. That is becoming a thing with you.
I know.
Right before you get up.
I'm like, good Lord.
Steve, you remember when you were like a certain time in history where you would go to Florida and you couldn't even, if you breathed a little heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, up, Steve.
Yep.
Going to Florida.
Yep. Yep. You went to Florida. Now you're sick. I'm like, yeah, probably.
You're not allowed to cough for 3 weeks
after
you return from Florida.
It's like, probably. Ugh. Yeah, no, it happens every time, but that's okay. I'm ready to go. Most excited for tonight.
Okay, so spring game is definitely the spring game is definitely the in the front or the recruiting weekend.
Yeah, I think recruiting.
8150 939 is the number. 3831 939 is the text line. While Steve debates on it, Chase, what say you? Is the spring game the forefront or big time recruiting weekend?
For me personally, it's spring game, but I'm going to be out there tailgating, having a good time. So, but recruiting wise, I think they kind of overlap.
Are our programs meshed with spring game and recruiting?
I hope so. I hope the recruits are out there. Because I think it's going to be awesome. So I would like to see the recruits be out there so we can sell it a little bit.
If JQ came over there and he was kind of like by himself and asked you for a Bud Light, would you give it to him?
He's 17, right?
I asked 16. You a question. If he just said, hey, man, you might throw me a Bud Light, and you knew that was JQ, would you do it?
Oh, man.
Why, I would.
Why would he think it?
Is this illegal?
Don't incriminate yourself.
I'm not. Oh.
Steve, what say you?
Yeah.
Steve would be like, oh, come on, officer. I used to do it too when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't give it to him, but I would be like, oh, man, over in the cooler.
There you go.
Ain't my business.
Whatever you do at that point, that's up to you, big man.
Yeah. Look, that's when we go back to, you remember when all these guys were taken advantage of because they were little,
yeah,
they were little delicate
little children,
yeah, around the scandal time, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Chase, it was amazing. We used to come in here and read some of the perceptions of how these, you know, these little kids, these innocent kid recruits. It's like,
yeah, they're so
have
miserable.
You seen JQ in person?
Oh my gosh!
Or not even in person? Just have you looked at his frame?
I mean, I'm pretty sure the picture tweeted to me this morning was a police officer taking pictures with him. So I'm like, we're good. Yeah, we're good.
We'll find somebody.
I will say this. Something in my throat, man. It's killing me.
You got a drink right there. Take a time.
I know. It's But here's what I will say. It's, I am go up and talk to the recruit guy.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Chase were talking about this. If I see Quaintance.
Because you feel like it helps.
Yeah. Like if I see Quaintance, I'm going to go up to him. Be like, oh, man, we're so excited to see you here. You know what
I'm
saying?
Can you please not size him up?
Yeah, we'll see. Like, eh. You 16?
A little short than I thought.
Turn around for me. I don't know, man.
You might need to put a couple pounds on you.
Yeah, and I'm going to look at Coach and be like.
There's a little joke.
How much does he cost?
Listen, there's a little joke that nobody makes you feel bad like a football coach. They low-key, you know, clown on you when you're a recruit. Yeah. They grab on your arms. You know how you do your little kids? You grab your little muscles, and then you go, honk, honk. Uh-huh. And then you're like, yeah, we got to put some weight on you.
Yeah. It's like, oh, okay.
Okay, so you are talk to recruit guy.
I am talk to recruit guy.
You like to let them know we know who you are.
Yeah, yeah. I think that matters, man. Mm-hmm. I do. I mean, Coach Kelsey talked about it, and he referenced, and the reference was about Terrence Edwards, and Edwards had said when he got here, he said in another interview, he said by the time I got here, I already felt like I was home.
Mm-hmm.
Because the fans that tweeted good things to me, you know, yep. So I know part of us say. I know it's easy on one hand to say, like, don't tweet recruits. Stupid. Well, they also are 17-year-old kids that like attention.
Only tweet nice stuff to recruits, please.
Yeah, now that I agree with. Yeah, you don't need to tweet at recruits and be like, suck. You know, I mean, like, come on. But there's nothing wrong with shooting a tweet.
If you don't come here, you suck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nothing wrong with shooting a tweet to kids who.
A little supportive tweet.
Say, hey, man, well, we'd love to have you here in Louisville, man.
A little supportive tweet.
So I'll say, like, the picture, you know, there's been people taking pictures of JQ at the airport and the picture this morning that got sent to us. And it's like, yeah, no, that matters, man. Yeah, they don't hate that. They want to feel wanted. It's what a recruitment is.
So how long do you wait to bring them into the spring game? Do you wait till after the first possession? Then bring them in.
Probably, because the good thing is, especially if it's somebody like, now transfers, I don't know that it matters as much.
Because they're adults.
Yeah. And they're already.
They've been to fun football games.
Yeah, and, like they're, you know, and they're making
an
educated decision. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Informed.
Hey, I want to see, I've only got a year left.
I don't need to go to spring game. Take me to the facility.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see what this is. What's it about? Even though I do think that there's reason to believe that Townsend and Corin Johnson, a couple of them, might be up with Jack Harlow tomorrow at Thunder.
So they might be having a little fun.
Why not, Steve?
I mean, since I'm going to be here.
Yeah, I mean, since everybody's here and we're having a good time, you know. And look, Thunder, something like that. You think of that? They're like, this is unreal. You're like, man, Saturday Night Louisville. What?
Listen,
it's like this all the time. Yeah, man.
Listen,
basically every day.
Listen, Steve.
Heard of Waterfront Wednesdays? That's what we do,
Steve. You leave your current school, right?
Okay.
You just left your current city.
Okay.
You got all your boys on social media. Blah blah blah. You already committed, you know, or whatever. You know, you're going to visit, whatever you see. Yeah. One of the first things you tweet back home is you kicking it with Jack Harlow.
Yeah.
And if somebody's like, to somebody around here, you might, you're not appreciating.
He's almost become
the
Churchill Downs.
He's our guy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're like, oh, yeah, you see Jack around town all the time.
Look, you damn Churchill Downs traffic.
No, you know what I'm saying?
But anybody else in the world would be like, honey, stop. Let's get out the car. Let's take pictures.
Take pictures.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Let's go inside. Let's see if we can take a tour. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's iconic. Kids, go stand right there. Stand up on the bit, you know. So other people are like, dude, is he all like, did he? What are they doing there?
Yeah.
What are they doing? You've been gone 24 hours.
Oh, dude, yeah.
And look, you turn the camera and it's doom, 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 doom. And you turn the camera and it's, what's good? And it's Jack.
I know.
And it's like, Yeah, me and my boys like, kicking. Yeah. See, now why you got to add that? Why you got to add that, Steve? Why can't it just be solid, wholesome fun? You got to bring out the joint and the Hennessy and all the other stuff. But yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah.
If you do, you show the like the fireworks,
yeah.
Then Jack, and then yourself. It looked like
it's the best thing ever.
Best thing I've ever seen on somebody.
And like, say you're Trey Townsend. You just went and saw Ohio State and Arizona, and then you come here and do that. And it's like, it's pretty awesome. And people are like, and imagine the love Trey Townsend would get around this town. People, even if he was just here hanging out, people would be like, oh, Trey Townsend, kill him.
Drake's
yeah,
on me.
Yeah, Oakland. Yeah. Look, Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky still are blown away when they come into Louisville. You've seen Frank Kaminsky walking down the road right now. There would be Louisville fans running up to him like, man, I appreciate you so much, dude.
Frank the Tank! Yeah, yeah, like, let's go! He's like, sir, I retired 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, no, you didn't. Not here. Not in my heart. You didn't.
You're still?
Yeah, you're still right here, Frank.
You're still that tough son of a...
Yeah, you and Sam, y'all never leave right here.
As a matter of fact, let me show you my tattoo.
Yeah, it's both y'all's face right here.
We're getting an alcohol drop here in about 5 minutes, apparently.
Let's get it.
So
I don't mind that.
Maybe, years. Maybe pass some Jaden Quaintance. I don't know.
Jaden Quinton does not drink alcohol.
You know what's funny about that is what if Chase just said, what if we pass some to some 16-year-old kids? It would be like, that's weird, dude. But when he said some to Jaden Quaintance, we were all like, yeah, it's cool.
If you take it out of context, it is very weird.
As an adult,
it's like, I'm going to go drink with a 16-year-old boy tonight. Well, that's kind of...
Or girl. Either way.
Yeah. Well, Jaden.
Okay,
he would be
well,
the most
on.
Dominant. They think Caitlin Clark was good. Let Jaden Quaintance play women's basketball this year. Like, what is that?
How did this get off the rails so fast? No, actually, as an adult, I did not know how many parents let their kids, like, 16, 17, drink. You know,
it's becoming more, like, I wouldn't be shocked if the next thing to move is the 18 drinking age.
From 21,
from 21
to
18. To 18. I'm not advocating for that, I'll be honest, but... I'm not.
Jesus Christ.
But well, I mean, I don't want to take it out of context.
I know.
But I mean, you hear people say it all the time.
You made sure.
The question, I mean, the comment is they can fight in the military, mm-hmm. They can't drink a beer. Like, it's like, are you an adult or not at 18?
And here's the thing. The reason you don't have to sell me is because I was in Europe.
Yeah, and, right.
Yeah,
where it went.
You send the kid, go. Run in there and go give me some my wine.
Yeah.
Kids coming out with the wine and the cigarettes.
Yeah.
It's just.
And one for themselves. But no, seriously, you're all right, though. It is more.
Could you imagine?
Acceptable.
A kid coming out to the car. Just
yeah. Here you go. All of us in Bullitt County.
Here you go, Mom.
All us 15-year-olds, right? We all had our dips in.
There's video of it. Kid that looks like he's 12 years old drinking a full beer at a German soccer game with a cigarette.
I believe it.
It's awesome.
He don't look like he's 12. He is 12, probably.
You're probably right. He probably is 12.
He might be 12. He's coming.
But Jaden Quaintance is a finely tuned athletic machine.
Yeah. No way would he pollute his body.
He's just going to look
with alcohol or.
I don't know. Look, you know what the loser
they're
in me
listening
says.
Right now. Okay, clean up this conversation.
You want me to be a loser?
No. Be a winner. They're over there listening. They playing it over the loudspeaker while he's working out.
Sunday, you'll probably just hear he's taking a visit to Arkansas, and it's going to, well, it's over. That was a waste of time. I will say this. Let's talk about
Jaden
Quaintance.
We're only allowed to talk to him because he did make the campus.
Let's talk about Jaden Quaintance for a second, though. I do feel like if you're going to get him, you're going to get him soon. Like, over the weekend.
Yeah,
I think for me, if he's here and then I hear well, he's still going to go look at Arkansas and stuff. I'm not saying you can't still get him, but I'm probably going to go ahead and just put him out of my mind.
Yeah, it's hard.
Well,
it's hard.
Comes.
Yeah, it's hard to show people. Look, there's only one coach in history who would prefer a recruit not commit while they're on campus.
Yeah. Rick Pitino? I know. Go home and think about it, which in theory is good.
Yeah, yeah. It's great, Steve.
Yeah, but I would rather them just go home pressured to stay.
I'll just go ahead and pressure right now and hey, let's go pack your bags. And I'll go home with you. We'll pack your bags together and we'll bring you here.
Yeah.
And we have NIL. We'll put you in a room.
Yeah.
Or we'll put you in a place and you can stay here until semester starts.
Sure. And that's fine. But no, seriously, I do think for me, that's how this commitment, that's how I'm watching it, or this recruitment.
Okay, that's best case scenario. You hear something soon because
I think so.
Because the full court press is on.
Yeah, because I think if he goes back to Missouri and looks again,
does it
work? Goes to Arkansas, then he wasn't sold.
Do you have a problem with, not have a problem, of course, but
yeah.
Sharing the weekend? Is he a guy that you probably wouldn't want to share a weekend with? I mean, again, that's, yeah, like,
no,
not that it's a big deal.
He's not afraid. Like, okay, for instance, Ali Khalifa, we'll get to him and what that recruitment is now and commitment, what it means. But Jaden Quaintance is not the type of player that I think competition is like a –
And top caliber, you know, top tournaments, top, what do you call it, showcases. Yeah, guys that do showcases don't mind sharing the
Jaden
room.
Jaden Quaintance thinks he can play four different positions. You see him bringing the ball up against OTE? Like, Jaden Quaintance thinks, if I had to, I'd play two. He shoots the three. I'm not saying I want him playing the two.
Yeah, right, right.
But, you know,
yeah.
But in his mind, he's like, oh, I could drop 20 pounds and just be a two. If I had to. I'd just be Kevin Durant. I mean, like, you know, so they're not afraid of comp.
Yeah, just sharing the room. No, I was thinking of more of like just a, I want to feel like all the attention's on me.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, and
that's just me digging, picking at every possible factor. You know, any recruiting trip I ever thought about, you know, thought through was like, sure. So like maybe in hindsight, at the end of the summer, you say, okay, if I had to tweak something, maybe I would have tried to get him in here.
I wouldn't bring him in with a big group.
Mm-hmm.
I like that he's here. If Abubakar Traore, we haven't heard anything about that yet, but he's supposed to be here last night, I believe. If you're with him and it's like, okay, that's fine. I wouldn't want him like, well, there's six guys coming in. Jaden Quaintance is one of them.
And the rest adults.
It's like, no, because he's going to need, you recruit an adult different than you recruit a 16, 17-year-old kid
that's kind
coming
of,
out of high school.
It's
an old school recruitment. It's, you know, oh, we love you, you know.
The like high school that. Recruitment.
Yeah, that's high school recruiting.
Yeah, where you put the balloons all in his hotel.
Yeah, you got the cookie cake.
Yeah.
You
know.
Did you see what they sent for him yesterday?
No.
He put on Instagram. He was riding from the airport in like this party bus thing. And it was like, oh my gosh, like this is ridiculous. You know, and like that's how you recruit a high schooler.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Okay. To me, it's just, not that you don't woo transfers either. But again, I just, informed decisions is what the transfers
are. And you
got to
think transfers is actually hosted recruits. So they already know.
Yeah.
They know the recruit from both sides.
You still show them the bells and whistles. You still pick them up and stuff like that. It's not, but that don't mean as much to them. They ride to the stadium and they're like, they're not looking at what they're riding in. They're looking at, okay, surroundings. This is what I like. I like this.
I'm
going to
be hanging out there.
Whereas he's probably like, this is awesome. This is cool, man. It's got, you know, I got sodas. Hey, my favorite soda, man. They know I like Fanta. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that stuff matters to them. You know.
Transfer says, Jim.
Yeah. Jim, tan, system.
Video.
Yeah, videos. Jim, tan, system, videos. I want to know what kind of system you run. I want to know what I'm going to be playing in said system. You know,
Chase needs to at least start saying goodbye when he.
I know. Chase just leaves. He just gets out of here.
Right, Nikki.
Hey, fellas.
He just switches and he's gone.
You guys notice something?
Hey!
No stains. Yeah, right?
That's good.
Looking better.
I still don't like the
Do you
collar.
Know why Nick was late?
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to know why Nick was late?
I'm curious.
Texted Chase and told Chase.
Oh, Chase told you?
He's going to be late because he's got to get his clothes out of the dryer.
Forgot to dry them. I know it's lame. I know it's lame. I could have just come here and gone home.
How do you take that?
But
he lives 5 minutes from here.
I could have gone home after work, but I'd rather just that way. You know, I'm not late for two jobs.
Rather chill.
All right. I can get.
I don't like the collar.
Yeah, I know. I know. I don't either. Like, because I have to unbutton it, and then I have way too much lettuce.
Open that sheet real quick.
Oh, okay.
What is it? Chase.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's our alcohol drop.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
I thought it was for the studio. This is ours.
Charity, you better get that Russell's out. If there's Russell's in there, that's.
Oh, there we go.
Your word for Nick.
Trust me, I know who these
are
for.
Who's the vodka for? I can't tell.
And then this one he said is whatever.
Hey, can I take that one and you take the Russell's?
That's fair. That's
yeah,
fair.
That way, that's yeah, because I know that's charity's
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. That'll
yeah.
work.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Then, this is very good.
Yeah, that's what this charity. I'll take that one. Yeah. And then you can have that one.
Is that cool?
That's
yeah.
fair.
All right, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Thanks,
they're swapping out. What is the tall one?
Little Wild Turkey one.
This is great, man.
Yeah.
What a great blessed Friday.
What a great morning, man. Yeah. What a great morning.
Steve, I'll take that one if you'd rather. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I know. Is he still here? We got to talk. Oh, he left. Oh, no.
Mr. Lewis.
That's our guy, man.
Good sir.
Yeah, it's our guy.
Yeah, I was gonna say, we do appreciate.
Man, he's the best, man.
The
Thank
drops.
You. Oh,
what a lovely day. That's the way to start Thunder Weekend.
So, Chase, are you going to do the Wild Turkey?
I'll take one if you let me.
Chase, do you want one? Go ahead. Listen, take the one. Let Nick listen.
We'll take
a break. Let's have an alcohol draft.
Let's do this on
okay.
An alcohol right. draft on the air. Right.
Where's Jaden? Quaintance.
The delegation select
you
Sky.
Want? Listen, I'll take the
delegation select Sky.
Yeah. I'll take the Russell's. Single barrel.
Okay, and Nick is Nick is taking the.
Yeah, but there may be. Okay, this one is. Okay.
Wait, is there two Wild Turkeys?
Yeah, I was going to say. Let's.
That's good.
This one? All right, yeah, I'll take that one, sure.
Okay, and then.
This one's cheap. I'll take
it. You take. I was going to say, you want one of these, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
I still have mine from last time.
Okay. Well, then there.
There you go.
Are you good? Right.
Yeah, this cool. good.
Unless you want this, Chase. Do you want this?
Yeah, no.
I don't want Chase taking the cheap one.
Yeah, Chase, you ain't got to take the cheap one, man.
Yeah.
That's what I mean, I drink cheap stuff.
All right.
He brands himself as I'm the cheap guy.
I was gonna say you don't have to take it. I'll take the 101. All right.
No, Chase, you are a part of our show.
Yeah, seriously.
Chase, if you want the 8 year? Take the 8 year.
No.
Sink. What is this right here?
That's good. He said he gave you a bottle of this already.
Yes. I have that.
Get it.
So, what a day.
So which one did you come out with?
I was that one.
Okay.
But I feel bad. Like, Chase can have that one if he wants. I feel like he's being like
Chase,
Mr. Nice
you
guy.
Can have that. Listen, Nikki sees himself in you, and he doesn't want you to become him. So take something nice, the one you would like.
Or Chase, take something nice.
Yeah, take the good one. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
Take something
eight,
nice.
8 years.
You helped me out today. That's fine. You take that one.
You know what? That is.
That's
a good one.
Yeah. Seriously.
You cover for
we
today.
Appreciate you, Chase. Yeah. We want you to have something nice.
This is nice. This is good.
I would give you this.
Don't get
but charity
pops,
would kill me.
Don't get pop maven for it. Don't let your dad come in there and bully you for it.
Yeah. Hide Chase, that one under your pillow. Yeah.
You're gonna get a call as soon as you get out the door.
Hey, Chase. I went on here cracked a bottle on this. Wait, Dad, that's my
Texter says Chase is the best person that's on staff right now.
Yeah.
So listen, even
he's better
the
better than all of us.
He's better than all of us.
You're the best of us, Chase. So
even
you're
the
best of us.
You're saying as long as listen, I just know Marcus good enough to know you just better not touch one of them blue bottles. So
let's go. Hey, the midnight show is gonna be tight.
Yeah.
The day
three blue bottles come in, three blue bottles go with him.
Yeah.
End of story.
I'm not hard to please.
Texas says, I will not congratulate Nick for doing what he's supposed to do.
What was I supposed to do?
Wow!
I don't know what I was supposed to do.
Were you supposed to give up the bottle because he covered for you today?
I guess.
Somebody said nobody can bring the show to a halt like Nick. Wow, what's up, Nick?
I just got here.
He just got new nickname, Nicky No Stains.
Oh, okay. That one's kind of nice.
Golly!
That one's kind of nice. What else we got?
Kenny Payne to Arkansas.
Oh, okay. I guess now we can go to commercial break.
Let's do it. Well, let's come back. We'll talk about Khalifa. We'll talk about Kenny Payne to Arkansas and everything in between.
93.9 The Ville.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. And you've heard me talk a lot about how treating low testosterone can improve your sleep, your workouts, your energy levels, and more. But today I want to talk to you about your sex drive, because low testosterone can have a significant impact on your desire for intimacy. It can even be a factor in erectile dysfunction. And if you're in a relationship or wanting to be in a relationship, a low sex drive could really be a problem. The good news is that if you're like most guys, treating your low testosterone could really change the way you feel about sex, giving you back the flame and desire that is so important when you love someone. So if you're feeling sluggish and tired, if you're not sleeping well, if your workouts aren't that great, and most of all, if your sex drive is more like a putt, make an appointment at Tri-State Men's Health and have your testosterone levels checked. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work and a medical consult. And if you start on testosterone the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have 6 offices across the tri-state area to serve you.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take a home run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all 9 innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kentucky only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Lynn Family Stadium is home to the biggest Thunder over Louisville event of the year, featuring the air show, fireworks, and for the first time, top-tier pro soccer. Racing Louisville FC hosts the Utah Royals on Saturday, April 20th, as part of an all-day Thunder extravaganza. Tickets start at just $25, and guests will receive a wristband good for re-entry. Already one of the best views for Thunder, Lynn Family Stadium's lineup now includes a game with Racing Louisville kicking off at 5 p.m. Live music will also feature, with the stadium's full array of concessions available. Visit LynnFamilyStadium.com for tickets and more information today.
The sounds of spring can often be followed by the sounds of a broken air conditioner. With warmer weather ahead, don't wait for an emergency. So if you hear your AC unit making some unwanted noises, then call DFH Company today at 968-6222. Now when you buy a complete Trane system, receive 10-year parts and labor warranty and up to a $1,000 rebate on a high-efficiency system. It's hard to stop a Trane, so call DFH 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Visit dfhcompany.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Subject to credit approval.
Yeah, it's that good Bernold's pizza. Good taste, happy face, your place, my place. What's gonna make you happy? Is the sun I see on your face? It's that good, yes it is, and we deliver it. Oh, oh, oh. Taste is fun, yes it is, we guarantee it. Yeah, it's that good Bernold's pizza. Yeah, it's that good.
It's time to electrify your excitement for NBA playoff action with BetMGM. Want to boost your odds on your next NBA playoff wager? Just log into your BetMGM account today to receive an odds boost token for playoff hoops action. Then, place a wager on any NBA playoff matchup and apply your token. Just make sure to bet up to the minimum stake, odds, and legs specified on the token. If your boosted wager hits, you'll score up to 50% more winnings. At BetMGM, we're adding more excitement to every playoff showdown. Enjoy BetMGM's exclusive offers on the biggest playoff games and try betting features like Same Game Parlay Plus. Tap into postseason thrills with the king of sportsbooks. Claim your odds boost token today and turn up the heat at BetMGM. An authorized gaming operator of the NBA. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Kentucky only. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as unrestricted funds. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Men, this is Jeff for Tri-State Men's Health. The one you love is the light of your life. And if you're like most of us, you want to do whatever you can to nurture your relationship. But if you're suffering with erectile dysfunction, you know the impacts the condition is likely having on you and your partner. ED is a relationship destroyer. It can contribute to depression, distancing, conflicts, and even breakups and divorce. And what's so disturbing about this is that most men who suffer with ED can be successfully treated, but a lot of guys don't seek treatment when they should. At Tri-State Men's Health, we have protocols that are effective in well over 90% of cases. In fact, if you're like most guys, you could be having great sex within a day or two of your first appointment, and maybe find you're performing like you haven't in a long time. So call Tri-State Men's Health today. Your initial visit is only $99 and includes blood work, a medical consult, and if medically advised, a test dose. And if that test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Call 800-900-9654 or go to tristatemenshealth.com. We have 6 offices across the tri-state area to serve you.
Single game tickets are now on sale for the 2024 Louisville baseball season. Tickets are required for every ACC home game and matchups against Kentucky and Indiana. Single game tickets can be purchased for as low as $5 by visiting gocards.com/BSB tickets. That's gocards.com/BSB tickets. Explore all ticket options and be sure to grab your tickets today. We can't wait to see you at Jim Patterson Stadium. Go Cards!
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime, and BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take a home run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all 9 innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only, Kentucky only. Existing customer offer, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your home is your fortress, and your first line of defense is your roof. So if your roof is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated, will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today.
Louisville fan Steve Rummage here. We all know the importance of making the right hire, especially when the stakes are high. In basketball and in real estate, the right leadership makes all the difference. Just because someone seems nice or they're a friend of the family doesn't mean they're the right person for the job. Hire someone with a proven track record of success, like you've heard me say for years. Call Josh Jarboe. Josh and the team at RE/MAX Empire are turning tough plays into big wins, ensuring your real estate experience is nothing short of a slam dunk. And in need of financing? Say no to amateur moves and go with the best. With Motto Mortgage A2Z, you're getting the MVP of treatment. No more pain, just gains. So when you're ready to make your next big play in real estate, remember, with RE/MAX Empire and Motto Mortgage A2Z, it's always a full court press towards success. They're here to assist you in scoring the perfect property and navigating the financial hoops with ease. Call Josh Jarbo, 502-216-7590, and let's achieve those real estate goals with championship precision.
Josh Jarbo, principal broker, owner of RE/MAX Empire and co-founder of Motto Mortgage A2Z, NMLS number 225-6125. Each office is independently owned and operated. Motto Mortgage A2Z is an equal house lender.
Most people don't put much thought into the value of a reliable water or sewage pump until they have to. Well, I have a team that never stops thinking about it. Kentuckiana Pump Sales. With over 35 years of experience, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, a premier Ashland pump shop, includes sump, sewage, grinder pumps, and many more to service all residential, municipal, commercial, and industrial needs. Next time you think about pumps, think Kentuckiana Pump Sales, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, or visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Hello, this is Dan McDonald, head baseball coach at University of Louisville. You're listening to the home of Cardinal Baseball on 93.9 The Ville.
Down the streets I go. She hollering about the front rent. She'll be lucky to get in the back rent. She ain't gonna get none of it. So I stop in the local bar, you know, people. I go to the bar, I rent my coat, I call the bartender. I said, look, man, come down here. He got down there, so what you want? One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna
what?
Get drunk, don't you have no
what?
Fear.
It escalated.
You are tasting death. That's not... I want to get bourbon, I want to get high, I want to turn loose.
I want to do it all. Spring game day, baby.
That's Chase's tail.
We want it all.
Listen, before we get to the phone lines, let me take a second to give a special shout out and a huge thank you to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 36 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course, or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com.
Let's give one more quick shout out.
Bump it up.
To Robert. That's so kind, man, that he brings
thank
those.
Thank you, Robert. Shout out, Robert.
Thank you, buddy.
Lewis. And yeah. And
shout out Wild Turkey.
Robert, you guys.
And over there. The Russell family.
Listen, and Rob, you know I'm going to enjoy it. Robert, you know that I'm going to enjoy my Sky Vodka.
And that's just somebody just being so kind. Like, that's his own personal, he gets the pick. Like, he could keep all that for himself. And every once in a while, he brings us a nice little drop. So we really do, really,
yes, we do.
Really appreciate it.
Thank
you so
very,
much.
Very nice, we feed man. Off of each other.
Yeah.
The energy, the energy goes out. And yeah. Sometimes it's great to have it be bestowed upon us the
right
same way. Yeah, absolutely. Green Bay Denny, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, fellas? Big day today. Big day.
Huge
Let's
day.
Let's go.
Yeah, well, here, I've been holding on to this to talk to Marcus about something. And, Steve, I need your help.
Okay.
I need you to help me put Marcus in the vice.
Ah.
Because I need a real answer from him. And I couldn't think of a, I mean, what a perfect segue from alcohol to your statement of Kenny Payne at Arkansas. I need to know, I've been just thinking about this. I want to know when Marcus knew that Kenny Payne, and Marcus, I can't, don't give me former player spin. Please just give me, when did you know this wasn't going to work with him?
The moment Josh Heard pulled the trigger.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer. But I know that you know that you know the day that you thought this ain't gonna work. No, go ahead.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here it is. You always see, you know, things that could go positive. You always see things that could go negative, and it's just your numbers add up. Your numbers add up, and then you say, okay. I'll say I wouldn't be mad if Josh had to make a move. That's probably, you know, the closest to me saying, yeah. Okay, yeah, it won't work.
Yeah. And one other thing I wanted to ask you guys is, you know, Kenny is, I mean, a lot of people are second-guessing it now that if he's a real Cardinal. But why don't you think he ever sent out just hey, thank you for the opportunity, something when he just left? And I just want your guys' thoughts on why he never just sent anything out. I mean, it's just to the fans, just to the for the opportunity, because we did give him his first opportunity to be a head coach. And I'll get off here listening, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. Y'all make me laugh, sometimes cry, but make me laugh more than anything.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I don't think from the beginning, I don't think he was like the, what do you call it, the politician.
Hey, I know.
Yeah, he wasn't a politician.
He should have, though.
From the positive side, or he just wasn't.
In my opinion, just from a friend or from a fan, he should have. He should have sent something out. I just feel like he should. I think there would have been an easier olive branch there to, mm-hmm. to be like, because I don't think people wanted to not like him. I think people were just so angry with everything that was happening. I think he should have put out something, just said, listen, I'm still a part of Card Nation. Love you guys. Thank you for the opportunity. I think would have mattered. The fact that he didn't, I do think, has allowed it to kind of be like,
yeah.
I don't think it's contentious, like people hating, but it's like,
if you want to have a bite, like, yeah, do something.
Okay, yeah, go do your thing. Whatever. Yeah, don't really care about you anymore, you know. And I hate that.
Yeah,
but
you know what? His record was so bad. I don't think.
Yeah, nothing's gonna change that part of it.
Your record so bad.
Like, the contentiousness really got between the fan base so much. I mean, and he didn't help in some of the things he did, but like, he should have. And now you're
That's like one last
pop up at Arkansas.
That's one last PR thing that you say, hey, you needed somebody.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. Yeah,
or you needed your lack of running a program.
Yeah.
And not having somebody say, hey, these are some of the proper steps you need to make.
Yeah.
Which is just indicative of his inexperience.
Yeah, and then that transitions you over. You see him, you know, pop up at Arkansas, which, I mean, honestly, my thing is more like, yeah, good for you, man. Whatever.
But
like,
you know what? You know what the awesome thing is? The fact that they tried to get him.
That Kentucky tried to hire him.
Listen.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If he would have just ended up at Arkansas, I'd have been like, ugh.
Yeah.
But the fact that they tried to get him in Kentucky, it's like, yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to hear it.
Sorry.
You actually tried to get him.
Yeah, well, they ended up like some G League guy. They're like, oh, he's the best recruiter of all time. Has he ever coached college ball? Well, no.
Had Kentucky not tried to grab Kenny Payne, he would just kind of just disappeared into the ethos.
Yeah.
It's like, y'all took a shot at him, and then he went to Cal. And if that offer's true, like, y'all were, you had some value on him.
Yeah.
Okay, well, outside of the Kenny Payne thing.
Uh-huh.
That's a bold strategy, unless you need it for the recruiting.
Who, Calipari?
Pope.
Oh, Pope. Yeah. Well, no, I think he needs it for the recruiting.
Like,
I
want to kind of like gloss over that. Like, for Pope to say, I need your Kenny Payne to recruit here.
Or is Pope, and this is my theory, is Pope the...
Ooh.
The president. And what I mean by the president is...
No, we know what you mean, Steve.
Yeah, I think people... Joe Biden particularly. No, any president.
I know.
Donald Trump, Joe Biden, Barack Obama.
They're being squeezed by the deep state.
I think we give way too much credit on how much control they have.
Or don't have.
Kenny Payne's close with some other people in Kentucky, the Crafts and different people. It does make you wonder how much Mark Pope's pulling the strings.
Are you calling him a Mark puppet? Ooh, Steve said it. Not me.
All I'll say is Mitch Barnhart made it very clear he would rather have someone that he could work with than someone who wins. So,
Is that why Bruce Pearl never got a call?
Yes. Yes.
Mark Popeit.
Yeah.
Popeit. None of those are funny jokes. Don't make those jokes, Steve.
No, but.
Yeah. Anais, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hello, guys. Good morning.
Hold on, you cut out. You cut out a bit. Oh,
you cut out on us, man.
There you go.
There we go. We got you. We got you now. What's up, man?
Okay. My bad. Sorry about that. Well, honestly, I just really want to spend most of my focus on Jaden Quaintance. I mean, I need this guy more than I need air right now. I mean, you know, we always say, you know, Louisville's back. You know, or we think Louisville's back. If Pat Kelsey can pull this off, wouldn't it further cement it, Steve?
Yeah. Listen, I'll say this: Quaintance is the type of talent that your expectation goes up seven games.
Dramatically changes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Seven.
Six, seven games you add to whatever your. If you're like, man, I'd love to get to 18, 19 this year, 20. I think you go five, six games up by adding someone like that on your expectations.
Right, of course. So,
what about on your national footprint? Sorry, Anais, I cut you off.
No, you're good. This is for both of you guys. I'm asking you guys, just, you know, basketball talk and analysis. Do you see Jaden Quaintance more as a wing or more as a big man?
I think he's more of a big, but I do think he's a big that is very capable of moving over to a four.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I've obviously watched, you know, highlights, did my, you know, searching and my digging. I made this comparison, and now that I think about it, I guess it was kind of a little off. Because when I first saw him play, his ferocious, you know, attitude when he goes in the paint, just the slashing ability, it reminds me so much like a Paul George. You know, the lanky, the 6'9", the twitchy, the athletic. But, you know, he doesn't shoot. I mean, Jaden Quaintance, I mean, he's not really a, you know, outside threat at the moment. But that's okay. Paul George wasn't really an outside threat in Indiana. I mean, he really got that developed in Oklahoma. So, I mean, it's just a certain point. I just thought that maybe, I don't know, maybe that was, you know, too bad of a comparison. But I just thought that maybe I could see him as a wing if, you know, he could get his ball handling down. Because I'm just going to be honest, 6'9", I think at the next level, you're a wing, right?
You could be. But, he's so young. He has time to still kind of turn into what he wants to be.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right, for sure. No, but, if we can get this guy, I mean, like I said, open up a checkbook for him. I mean, I understand that, you know, you still want to win games. You still want to, you know, dissect the character. I understand that. But this is a guy that, you know, I feel as if he changes, you know, the magnitude of your program. I mean, you know, this guy, I mean, you get this guy, you go from, oh, well, let's just maybe go to the second round or, you know, tournament to maybe, oh, let's compete for Elite Eight, Sweet 16 like this. And you have it for 2 years, too. So, you know, that always tells. But I just wanted to get on here and just stick my piece about that and see, you know, just pick you guys' brain for a minute.
Appreciate the call. This is what I would say about, you know, kind of what he
said. Yeah, I was going to say.
Early on, you have to rely on his nature. His nature, hard work, athleticism around the basket. If you want to contribute, it's kind of like we watched Caleb Glenn. You know, early on, just you get on the court with energy, motor, and finish around the basket. You know your plays, know your assignments, and finish anything you get your hands on around the basket, right? As he goes through more everyday drills, we're talking about the full court conditioning drills, the 3-on-1, the 3-on-2, 2-on-1 fast break drills.
Yeah,
those are where he's gonna sharpen up his fundamentals as a wing. You know, running these offensive sets full speed. So he would look more like a wing later on. You know, after his fundamentals tighten up, But at first, you know, I think his big man part of him
is just big contribute. Yeah, see ball, dunk ball.
Yeah. Be there for the alley-oop. Yeah. You know, be disruptive. Yeah, using your energy and effort and just your natural ability. But like I said, you stick him in there, tight fundamental college coach, you'll see the you'll see the other part start to develop with, you know, the control and confidence. And he'll be getting switched on players. He'll be guarding players who are almost his same size but are playing more wings. So now you're playing with those guys and you're starting to pick up.
Yeah.
You stick him in a room with adults. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's going to learn some stuff between coaching and adult players around you. You love it. You know, you see the rest of the side of his game develop.
Sure.
Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind, Roger?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I'm loving it today. I hear some Kentucky fans are talking about why you're not hearing a lot of recruiting news out of Kentucky, and they're saying that Mark Pope's just kind of keeping it on the down low. And I'll tell you what I think it is Cal's going to do them just like he used to do us. He's going to be like, oh, y'all want him? Well, let me see about this. I mean, he might be number 9, 10, or 11 for Coach Cal, but still, it's like, y'all want him? No, I don't think so. But anyway, I just want to see what y'all thought about that.
We appreciate the call.
No, Roger, I think you're 100% right. That's why Matt Jones is like, well, you know, they've got guys that are recruiting. They're just keeping it on the down low.
Because
he's like, I mean, they already know half their team. Okay.
So are you telling me, Steve, that you actually believe Cal would intentionally throw a monkey wrench in any program that Kentucky's trying to run?
Sorry, Jaden Quince is Instagram.
You're like, huh? What'd you say, Marcus?
Yeah. What are we doing here?
Yeah. How did I get here?
Where am I at? Why am I not down? You should go to the practice facility. He's there.
And just hang out. Doc, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Doc.
I'm just wondering, with Kenny going to Arkansas, you know, reuniting with Cal, what do you think of the chances of a major reuniting with Milt and DJ all getting back together, since Milt had worked with Cal in the past and Cal may be wanting DJ to follow him there?
I don't know. Cal can go to Jerry. Jerry can make it happen. Doc, I appreciate the call. That's a good theory.
No, I absolutely think it's a I definitely think that's a possibility.
Really?
Here's SEC ACC challenge. You got to give me Arkansas Louisville. It has to happen, right? You've got to do Arkansas Louisville. Now, look, and I'm being selfish on this one. It's got to be in the Yum Center. Right, you know what I'm saying, though? The story in Arkansas is like, the fans at Arkansas will be like, okay, it's Louisville, you know, like, yeah, we're pumped.
I disagree.
But I think Louisville fans, you come in here and you bring in Cal and Kenny Payne.
I disagree.
Okay.
I disagree, Steve.
Okay, I'm listening.
I love your idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Nikki, did you even hear Steve's idea?
I did not. Sorry.
Jesus God, dude.
Oh, wait, are you talking about going down to the practice facility? Sorry.
Oh, my God. Phil Baker said it yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I was listening to Phil Baker on the radio.
Nicky had to go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Phil brought up, and I'm trying to remember what, it was Louisville missing out on Maddox.
Okay.
Maddox going to Xavier.
Okay.
And Phil says, and then like 5 minutes later, Zach's just like, oh, Louisville lost one. And Phil's like, Phil literally was like, I swear to God, the producers don't listen to the shows. They don't.
Nikki.
I'm sorry. Nikki, I was so.
Sitting right here with his headphones on. Like, could you, like, people, I want y'all to just picture this.
Maybe he doesn't have ears.
Nikki is 3.5 feet from us. We're all literally connected into the exact same. Imagine 3 headsets are connected to the exact same.
And my mic
same.
Is hot as fire. Yeah. Okay.
So. That's fine. And Nikki can hear everything we're saying right now, right? And Steve just sat here and broke down ACC SEC challenge where you got to have Louisville versus Arkansas matchup. And you selfishly, Steve says he wants to have it in the Yum Center. And Marcus said, like a sick masochist.
Yeah.
Marcus said, I disagree.
Oh, yeah. And I'm open to it for sure.
Listen.
Welcome back, Nick.
Listen, Steve.
Sorry. I was so deep Steve, in the text message. I'm sorry.
You know me, Steven. We've talked about this recently. If you hate Louisville, you hate win-wins. You mean to tell me I get Coach Pat Kelsey. I get my new squad.
I know. You're right.
I get to take my new squad down in a packed ass, what is it, Bud Walton Arena?
Yeah.
I think so.
Packed ass Bud Walton Arena.
I think I'd go to that game.
I was going to say, that's the next thing I was going to say to you. Yeah. Steve, I don't even entertain these things a lot. You know,
it is Bud Walton. Nice shot.
I'm telling you, Steve, that might be one of those where I just say, you know what, Marcus?
I have to do this one.
We're going to Fayetteville, Arkansas, and we're going. I get to watch Pat. Could you imagine going down in that arena and all Arkansas fans and just Steve and Marcus and a couple of loyal Carter fans? Just, yeah!
I'm the Kentucky guy.
Just two middle fingers and just look. And just look, me, you. Brady Brom, a couple people behind us safely. Look, in our safe little section. Yeah, let's go. And if you get out of Arkansas with a win against Cal and Kenny in the ACC challenge.
Yeah, you're selling me.
Oh, God.
I mean, I always like the party here, God. But you're selling me.
I mean, my stomach.
This is going to be the season of away games. Because football, your bigger games are away. And we do got Miami here. I'm not knocking games that are here. But your bigger name games are away. Basketball is going to be the same way. Somebody said it's already, I don't know this to be true, but somebody said it's already been reported that we're going to be the away team.
Okay.
In the challenge.
Okay.
So, I'm just taking that by the text. But you got Kentucky on the road. You've got, like, this is going to be the year that Louisville fans are going to get Bahamas, that we're going to get to travel.
Put me and Bud Walton with Pat Kelsey with a chance to take out Cal and Kenny early.
I mean, that's the best case game, right?
Oh, my
God. You got to play Louisville versus Arkansas.
Oh, my God.
I mean, who else do you do?
I mean, it gives me, but like, if I knew that was on the schedule and that game was coming,
you can do Tennessee, North Carolina. You can do Duke, Kentucky. Well, it won't do Duke, Kentucky
because they play.
They already play, but either way, flip it then. You know, do Kentucky, Carolina. Do, you know, you give me Arkansas, Louisville. We get Brian from Atlanta.
Brian from Atlanta, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
How you doing? We're good, man.
Marcus, you don't remember me, but I came and visited you when you got into the Shepherd Center down here. Do you remember that?
What?
A long time ago?
I'm sorry. My producer was in my... Oh, no. Yes, I do. I do. From the center. Yes, I do. Yep, absolutely.
Years ago.
Yep.
Jonathan and I were friends, and I know you were good, real good friends with him. Hope he's doing well.
Yeah, you brought the party. You brought the party.
Yeah, well, listen, I live down here now, and I'm, you know, obviously the last 3-4 years of Louisville basketball has just been like putting a knife in my gut.
Right.
But Calipari leaving Kentucky to go to Arkansas, it might be the best Christmas present any Louisville fan could ever get. Because, you know, people don't think of Kentucky losing a coach to another school, especially a school like Arkansas.
Mm.
And, you know, all I can think of is maybe we ought to get Bobby Petrino to get a motorcycle for Calipari. So, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So, but Marcus, I was just listening this morning because I had some time and I wanted to say hello. Yeah. Hey, Nikki, hope you're doing well.
Thanks, buddy.
See you guys later.
Yeah, absolutely. Brian, yep, I do remember
Brian
from Atlanta. Yeah, Steve, I mean, you're cool, too.
No, that's cool, man. That's cool. And thank you for listening down there, man. That's awesome. That's very cool. I love Atlanta.
It's okay. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to play out.
You don't like Atlanta?
No.
What's
great,
wrong? No. What do you not like about Atlanta?
All right.
Oh, no, please, go ahead.
Very fine memories.
I can't
there.
Wait to hear this white
it
response.
Was awesome.
Go ahead and pull out the list.
Yeah, go
no,
ahead.
No. Nothing like that. It's like, dude, it's just.
Too hood for me.
It's so sprawled out. It's like hard to get anywhere. Like you have to take like three highways to get like anywhere. And everything's named Peachtree. It's Peachtree Lane, Peachtree Boulevard, Peachtree Avenue, Peachtree Way. Like, that's, there's just, you know,
you
when you're drunk and you want.
There is an abnormal amount of Peachtree streets.
Because it's the Peach State.
Oh, okay.
No, I get it. But that'd be like us calling.
Bluegrass Street.
You don't think Kentucky is littered with bluegrass everything?
We are, but it's nowhere near that. It'd be like us naming everything Bourbon Way, Bourbon Parkway. Like, we don't know. Come on. I like Atlanta, though, besides that.
Shout out Robert Lewis.
Yes.
Speaking of bourbon.
I don't know. We went one. I will say this. We went one road past the George Dome and all my insecurities came back.
Yeah, that's what happens in Kentucky, too.
It just felt different.
You miss, yeah, because you know Kentucky.
I watched the show Atlanta.
That's what happens in Detroit. And that's what happens everywhere you go. In Cincinnati.
Why go to Disney?
If you miss, all right. If you miss the exit in Cincinnati, Ohio, guess where you end up, Steve?
You know where it doesn't happen? Disney World.
Indianapolis. Hey, Steve.
You miss Magic Kingdom,
when
you're going to Animal Kingdom.
When your car in Indianapolis at 2 in the morning and Steve doesn't answer the phone, guess what happens?
Sorry.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.